Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made his first of two scheduled appearances before Congress this week over the deadly Afghan withdrawal. Mr. Blinken admits Americans are still left behind enemy lines in Afghanistan, and he has no idea how many.
Going back to this weekend, we had about 100 American citizens in contact with us who seek to leave Afghanistan. Those are the Americans we're working with.
Do you have an exact number?
I can't give you an exact number.
Hurricane Nicholas made landfall near Sargent Beach, Texas, Tuesday morning as a Category 1 hurricane, threatening to bring heavy rainfall and flooding to parts of Texas and Louisiana. Nearly 234,000 households in Texas have lost power. The National Hurricane Center is reporting a tornado or two will be possible today along the upper Texas and southwest Louisiana coast. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Will it be business as usual in Afghanistan? Dan Araki explains.
With the Taliban claiming full control over all of Afghanistan, many worry about how they will enforce their rules, despite their own claims that they've reformed in some areas over the last 20 years. Representative Jerry Connolly says it's clear that the Taliban will revert to the same policies in place from the last time they ran Afghanistan. The Virginia Democrat tells CNN that he is not confident that the Biden administration has a plan to keep up counterterrorism efforts in the country.
Am I confident? No, I am not. I believe that with the Taliban takeover complete now, including the Panjshir Valley in Afghanistan, I think sources of intelligence are going to dry up. I think people are going to put themselves at enormous personal risk to cooperate clandestinely with the United States or its Western allies. I think the country is probably going to be sealed up for a period of time. And sadly and predictably, I think the Taliban is going to revert to the policies that it pursued 20 years ago.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As election fraud is already being tossed around the California recall election, the mail-in ballots were once again tossed around the Golden State in masses, with hopes of landing in the proper mailboxes. Republican Philadelphia City Commissioner Al Schmidt tells CNN, some fraud is okay, just not mass fraud, complaining President Trump bullied him as the 2020 election results were being reported.
Referring to me as a rhino, saying that I was being used and refusing to look at voter fraud in Philadelphia. Of course, there was no widespread voter fraud in Philadelphia.
The question now is, what's the number? When does it go from fraud to mass fraud, and how do we know the difference? In other news, medical professionals are speaking out against President Biden's vaccine mandate. Immunologist Dr. Hooman Norkazem on Fox News says Biden's mandate is creating discrimination against Americans.
You know, verbal discrimination. We're talking about loss of employment. I can't tell you the number of emails I receive every day of Americans who are naturally immune. And I know from a scientific perspective, and I know some of your guests in the past have talked about this. Certainly Dr. Macri's been on with Tucker and with a variety of different hosts. Natural immunity is as effective, if not more so, than vaccine immunity. So the notion that the President of the United States leaves the door open to this level of discrimination against a massive class of Americans is just totally unacceptable.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got the one and only Trevor Loudon is back with us, the author, speaker, political activist. Trevor, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really good.
Well, you have been a keen observer of this great American experiment, and you and I talked early on. I think one of our first conversations we had, I said, okay, why would somebody who is not an American be so concerned about America? And you had a very short and precise answer that involved your kids, your family, your concern for your country.
Well, look, it's very clear that if America goes down, and people are actually talking about that now, that's a serious consideration. If America goes down, America collapses, there is nowhere to run to. The bad guys of the world will completely take over, and we'll live in 1,000 years of tyranny and darkness, if we're lucky. So, yeah, we're seeing that. And Afghanistan, you know, all of America's allies are now looking at America, looking at what happened in Afghanistan, and thinking, we better make our peace with Russia. We better make our peace with China. Exactly. We better make our peace with Iran, because America can no longer protect us. So that's the horrible situation we're in right now.
We're living out the very thing that Marco Rubio said in the 2016 presidential campaign, if you recall. He said that we're at a point where America is no longer, you know, trusted by its allies. It's no longer feared by its enemies. And now more than ever, which is 2016 was on the heels, of course, of the Obama-Biden administration, which, you know, did a lot to that end. And we got a little reprieve here under Donald Trump, but then in 7 short months, Biden has been able to turn our national security on its head.
Well, he has. Like, and you're right. Our enemies no longer fear us. You know, Russia is getting ready to retake Eastern Europe. China is getting ready to take the Western Pacific, if not attack Hawaii. And Iran is ready to challenge in the Middle East, you know, Saudi Arabia, Israel, etc. All of that's happening. That's all flipped in 7 months. You know, look, Trump had built an alliance with Japan, India, Australia to take down the Communist Party of China. And that would have been even better than taking down the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. That would have liberated China and altered the whole political reality that we live in. Now, China has its allies in the White House, and our friends in India and Japan and Australia and Taiwan are absolutely freaking out because they don't know what to do.
Well, and this is why China was so engaged and concerned and so interested about the 2020 election, right?
Well, everything that happened in 2020, the COVID, in my opinion, was a deliberate biological attack on America to hurt the economy, to hurt Trump, and destroy support for the U.S. military budget. Then we had Black Lives Matter, which was basically run out of the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. Black Lives Matter is organized by two pro-Chinese communist parties, the Freedom Road Socialist Organization and Liberation Road. That was a Chinese operation. And then the Chinese used the energy of the young black kids and the young Latinos who were told that Trump's a racist and Republicans are Nazis. And they organized big voter registration organizations in seven key states. Wow. Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, you know them all, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And they claim they won six out of the seven for Biden. What they did was lifted the minority vote in the inner cities to the point they hoped the pre-planned vote fraud would be less noticeable, but they got caught out.
Yes.
But the point is everything that went wrong with America in 2020 was China.
Mm-hmm.
China with some help from Russia and Venezuela and Iran and Cuba. And even North Korea. But they had to take down Trump, because if they didn't take down Trump, he was going to take them down.
Yeah. How instrumental was the George Floyd controversy?
Well, George Floyd was big, but this was going to happen anyway. The communist group that stirred all the trouble, that claims credit for burning Minneapolis and starting the riots, and I've got them on tape talking about the joy they felt when Precinct 3 was burnt to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The rioting and arson was an integral part of their movement. That group set up a nationwide group in 2019 to look for incidents of police brutality. They tried to start the riots with the black jogger who got killed in Atlanta. Didn't work. They tried again when Breonna Taylor, a young black woman, was killed in Louisville. Didn't work. George Floyd was just lucky for them because it was right in their headquarters and it was so darn public.
Mm-hmm.
But if it hadn't been George Floyd, it would have been Fred Smith in Houston the week after, or Joe Jones in Seattle the week after that. They were going to have the riots. They were just looking for a spark.
Trevor, my question is, where was the FBI in terms of being on top of this? I mean, this thing was happening in the wide open. This wasn't surreptitious. You know, this had been something, as you noted, that had been in the works for, you know, at least a couple of years, and you could probably even extend it before that. How could they not have...
2017, they all started organizing.
Yeah, so how could the FBI not have a proper assessment of this nefarious group?
See, this is a problem for the FBI. They have been, since the 70s, they've been redirected away from communists towards the so-called right.
Mm-hmm.
They are really much more interested in people who took selfies in the Capitol building on January the 6th
mm-hmm.
than they are in the people who burnt cities all over America. What happened is, the last time the FBI went after communists was in 2010. They arrested about 20 members of the Freedom Road Socialist Organization. These are the people who burnt Milwaukee, who burnt Minneapolis, Chicago, Kenosha, etc. And they arrested them for support of terrorism, Colombian terrorists, Palestinian terrorists. But it turned out that some of these people were connected to Barack Obama, and it just all went away. It just disappeared. No indictments went forward.
Right.
So what the point is, if you investigate communists in America, you're finding Democrats. And that's way too politically embarrassing. So they do not investigate communists in America now. The communists have got a free hand.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely a free hand. And the seven white supremacists get all the attention.
Yeah, and we're being ravaged in the process here. This is disgusting. And then meanwhile, as you mentioned, the January 6th, you know, that they want to call an insurrection, unbelievably, we still even can't even get the right numbers, but we still have people in jail, some in solitary confinement, Trevor, without due process, and Joe Biden could care less. He's said as much.
Yeah, this is, the FBI is now partially the American KGB. They have got people in jail and locked down 23 hours a day, cruel and unusual punishment for taking selfies in the building.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not saying what they did was right, but this is dwarfed in proportion to the billions of dollars of damage.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Trevor after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. God is manifesting His power throughout local regions in India, Nepal, and Bhutan as He continues to reach the lost through the Tide radio broadcast. Several listeners have reported miraculous recoveries after praying to God for healing when local legends and lore failed to cure their ailments. These wondrous signs from God are tangible proof that He is working in these areas and around the world. And we here at the Tide Ministry are humbled by the power of Christ and the love He has for His people. After 75 years of service for the Lord, we are determined to continue sharing the gospel through the radio and to continue spreading the good news. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
America, don't Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Trevor Loudon, the author, speaker, political activist, socialism expert, is with us. He maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com. He says, we must confront reality or it will get worse. And this is the trajectory we've been on for quite a while. The forgotten man and woman have forgotten to participate in a we the people government that demands their participation, and we have the America that we have today in all its chaos and craziness, Trevor Loudon, and we just cannot continue to put our heads in the sand. We have got to rise up, and we've got to confront this, this totalitarian move upon the American people.
Look, this is just as serious as the Nazi takeover of Germany in the 30s, or the communist takeover of Cuba, or Venezuela, or China. These are totalitarians on the march. Mm-hmm. Biden's cabinet, virtually every one of his cabinet is a Marxist, and they intend to impose full-on socialism in this country if we let them get away with it. Mm-hmm. And they're out there demonizing Republicans, demonizing Trump supporters to try and shut down any chance of a comeback in 2022 or 2024. So, yeah, this is as serious as it gets. Mm-hmm. And the thing that we've got 80 million Trump voters, 20 million more who wish they had been Trump voters.
Exactly.
And God. And we better use that. We better use those people. I'm talking peacefully. Mm-hmm. We already the GOP all over the country has been taken over by patriots. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing dozens of new groups start up in every state. They're getting into the GOP. They're getting rid of the Republican old guard, the slack, useless people who got us where we are today. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing a real resurgence. The thing is, which side's going to win? This is a race for America here.
Yeah, without a doubt. Trevor, you make the statement that Biden's administration is loaded with Marxists. I don't want people to think that you're just making some sort of emotional statement. I mean, you are a researcher's researcher. You know, if I can't find you anywhere, I know I can go to the library and I'll locate you there because that's where you're at going through research. So when you make that statement, there's veracity. There is credibility behind that statement, and I want our audience to appreciate that. So give them some basis of what supports your statement that says that the Biden administration is loaded with Marxists.
Look, Miguel Cardona, the Secretary of Education, was given his position by a key Marxist, Marxist in Connecticut. That got him on his first run. He is very heavily involved with a former leader of the League of Revolutionary Struggle, Pedro Nogueira. They work on education policy together. Mm-hmm. Javier Becerra, Health and Human Services, used to be a part of MACHA. That's mm-hmm. the Marxist group that wants to give most of the Southwest back to Mexico.
Right.
Marty Walsh, Secretary of Labor, heavily involved with the Chinese Progressive Association in Boston, very much a front for the Chinese Communist Party, and he was deeply involved with that, as is his deputy, Julie Su. Both come out of the same pro-Chinese apparatus. Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation, his father was the leading world scholar on Gramsci, the Italian Communist Party theoretician. Pete Buttigieg worked with the Communist Party and Democratic Socialists of America very heavily when he was mayor of South Bend, Indiana. You know, I could go on. The Secretary of Interior, Deb Haaland, a longtime Marxist, she was put in place Secretary of the Interior by Judith LeBlanc of the Communist Party USA. This is a pro-Chinese Communist Party, started the campaign and engineered this obscure second-term congresswoman from New Mexico into Secretary of the Interior, and she now controls 20% of the North American landmass, 20% of your energy resources, all mining on public land, energy extraction on public land, border control, climate change policy, and she is a complete Marxist put in place by the Communist Party USA. I could go on virtually everyone but Secretary of Education. The only one who isn't is Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack. But the rest of them are virtually all Marxists.
Trevor, this is so obvious in as much as if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you can see the fruit of that Marxist tree throughout our government, can't you? I mean, it's not like you have to do this incredible deep dive. It's pretty obvious.
Look, they are pretty open. You know, what we have in America today, America is being run by the Vietnam generation. Mm-hmm. The protesters who supported the Viet Cong during the 60s and 70s, then they supported the Nicaraguan Sandinistas, and they supported Fidel Castro. Those are the people running the U.S. government right now, and the labor unions, and Hollywood, much of the media, and most of the universities, and a lot of the churches, too, to be
honest. Yes, without a doubt.
You know, so we are in a revolution now. Yeah. We are in a communist revolution directed by China, and it's a toss-up whether this country survives.
Well, and this is why you say the first step is for us to get a grip of reality, and you've given us a bit of that. I do want to transition, because we've got about 3.5 minutes left here, and get your read on the latest news regarding Anthony Fauci. And what's being revealed here is something that we've been reporting on for a number of months, and that is that America basically funded this pandemic, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. You know, look, the World Health Organization is controlled by the Chinese. It's led by Mr. Tedros of Ethiopia, the leader of that country's Marxist-Leninist Communist Party. To the World Health Organization, together with Fauci, who has so many connections to Communist China, it's unbelievable. Basically, Fauci oversaw the funding of the research into the China virus, the Communist China virus. And now he is profiting off that, and his communist friends in the World Health Organization are enforcing a worldwide lockdown. Mm-hmm. This guy should be in jail for the rest of his life.
Exactly. Well, he knew what was going on. He had his group of people go there. He put, about $3 million into the building of Wuhan there in China. And after about 18 months, as the story is said, that his men came back, his people came back and said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're going to make mistakes here. They're too reckless. And so he had an idea, you know, at least an 18-month or so head start on this, and then when it broke out, he acted like he knew nothing, and he ill-advised Donald Trump and the world and America at large with this cover-up and this whole idea about gain of function. And you see that interview with he and Rand Paul, and you go, this guy's lying through his teeth, and this whole idea,
the body language, was just so obvious, wasn't it?
Without a doubt, and the idea of gain of function, I remind everybody. Really, it's just a fancy term for biological warfare, which was, you know, was illegal. You know, the international community said there would never be, you know, we could never stand for biological warfare ever again. So then they come up with a different idea. The Chinese, you know, twist it around a little bit, do some little pretzel logic, and they come up with this gain of function idea. Well, you're a fine line between, you know, that study and biological warfare, aren't you?
Well, of course, and because it was illegal to do in the United States, Fauci basically offloaded it to the Chinese and helped to fund it.
Yeah.
You know, and now how many million are dead because of it? The whole world economy is wrecked. China is in the ascendant. The U.S. economy is in huge trouble. The U.S. society is in huge trouble. And the whole balance of power has been upset. But China's doing well. Fauci's doing well. You know, the research.
Joe Biden Inc. is doing well. We got to leave it there. Trevor, as always, we appreciate the time. Trevor Loudon, the author, speaker, political activist, socialism expert. He maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com. Trevor, thank you. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thanks so much, Bill. See you, sir.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken made his first of two scheduled appearances before Congress this week over the deadly Afghan withdrawal. Mr. Blinken admits Americans are still left behind enemy lines in Afghanistan, and he has no idea how many.
Going back to this weekend, we had about 100 American citizens in contact with us who seek to leave Afghanistan. Those are the Americans we're working with.
Do you have an exact number?
I can't give you an exact number.
Hurricane Nicholas made landfall near Sargent Beach, Texas, Tuesday morning as a Category 1 hurricane, threatening to bring heavy rainfall and flooding to parts of Texas and Louisiana. Nearly 234,000 households in Texas have lost power. The National Hurricane Center is reporting a tornado or two will be possible today along the upper Texas and southwest Louisiana coast. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
With you, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It was William Penn who said, men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. Wow. Think about that. Men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. Is that what we're seeing today, huh? I don't know, something to think about. Jeff Kemp is with us right now. I tell you, I am so grateful for Jeff Kemp and his heart and his passion, you know, for Christ, for the gospel message, his passion for God's creation. And I guess I think this is why God brought us together, because we both have the same passion, is that we want the best that God has for you. He wouldn't have sent his son to redeem us if he was just willy-nilly or just laissez-faire about it. Everything we know about God, Jeff Kemp, is intentional. It's to the point. It's exacting. You know, just like his peace. When you have his peace, there's nothing lacking, as my friend would say. In totality, God's peace, when it surpasses all understanding. I mean, this is what's so overwhelming about it. I was talking to a dear friend here recently, and we were talking about God's blessing. And I said that it's more than we can, you know, that we deserve and can imagine. And he says, well, you know, the way I read it is that, you know, God's blessing is it's all right there. And I said, I agree with you. But again, in our human understanding of God's blessing, it's incomprehensible, isn't it?
Well, if you think about the mind of a human that was created by God, trying to wrap its head around God, the creator, it obviously is impossible. And it's amazing that God made us in his image to the degree that we can grasp him. We can imagine him. We can seek after him. We can find him, as the Bible says. He made himself to be that way. But there's no way we can fathom his will. It's why the Bible says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, which means acknowledge that he is the creator. He is the perfect one. He is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. He is love and goodness beyond what you could ever imagine. And he is just beyond what you can imagine. And we need to grasp that he's beyond our imagination, but he's good and he's kind. And he's like that prodigal son's father that welcomed him off the porch. He had standards, that dad did, but he welcomed him back in grace.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the standards extended even to the culture. Into the culture, Jeff. I mean, it was well known that a son just didn't walk away from his father. I mean, basically, he just, you know, the prodigal son, when he departed his father, just all but said, you know, I wish you were dead. You know, just give me my money, you know, I want nothing to do with you. And yet, the father is there with his heart broken, looking out into the horizon, going, when is he going to come back? Because he had some sense of surety that he was going to come back. But, you know, and going back to fallen man, you know, God understands, God gets it. Because, you know, some of us might say, look, it's not fair. You know, it wasn't our fault. We weren't the first parents. You know, we didn't disobey God. You know, we were sent on on a trajectory that wasn't of our cause. But yet, you know, here we are. And we're, in a sense, operating not on all cylinders. And God gets it, like you said, in his just and righteous understanding of his creation. He gets it. I mean, so much so. I mean, I don't know of any other human being that would have sacrificed their son for a bunch of knuckleheads. I mean, even people that said, you know what, I hate you. I want nothing to do with you. But yet he says, hey, son, I need you to go and redeem these people. And
if we think of the world as a parent thinks of it, where you want things to go well for your child, and they choose to go the wrong direction, and the decisions start to compound and get worse and worse, you don't want that for them. And yet, in this case, God didn't want for us to have the choice to distrust him, think that maybe it's better to do it on, and not just Adam and Eve, but in essence, every human has chosen to go away from him since then. But I think, like you said, for those of us who tend to complain, well, God, wait a minute, it's not fair. There's so much evil. There's so much injustice. There's so much tragedy. This is more than is warranted. Well, look at what God did with Jesus. He knew all this would unfold, and he still chose to make a creation that would require him sacrificing his son. Now, in the long term, this is all going to be corrected. We just can't see the long term. God is going to effect complete justice that will make up for those children that have been abused and murdered, those women who have been trapped and treated terribly, you know, sold into the sex trafficking world. It happens to boys, too. Obviously, the genocide, the hatred, all of the sin that this world has perpetrated upon itself, this is going to be corrected in God's eternal, perfect justice. And right now, what we need to do is realize he is good, proven by Jesus. He is gracious, proven by Jesus. He does work through hardship. The whole history of the Old Testament is people who rebelled, who he jealously recruited back to himself with discipline. And in the New Testament, he disciplined his son for us. But that doesn't mean we escape the consequences of sinful behavior. We still see that around us. And today, I think this is something that you really are paying attention to, Bill. the heat is turning up in the world. The amount of cataclysmic negative things, both in the environment and in the culture and in the political realm, seems to be increasing. And these are signals that God wants our attention. He wants us to come back to him. He wants us to repent, to humble ourselves and stop thinking we can perfect the world. We can do the world ourselves. Thank you very much, God. We're in charge. He wants us back. He loves us too much.
Yeah, exactly. And when you say love, Jeff, what triggers in my mind is that everything that God does is in that spirit of love. I know no other God. You know, Buddha, you know, just go right down the line that has that love component like our God has. And I don't know if I'm even saying this right. Hopefully it's triggering other, complete ideas or more complete ideas in the hearts of those who are listening right now. But you think about it. You know, God's solution is love ultimately. And in some, you know, so many other religions, it's, you know, it's the heavy-handed, stick and arm of their God Almighty who's going to come in and destroy everything. And God's not about destroying. He's about restoration. And, you know, in much the same way that the prophet Jonah, you know, when God said, look, I want you to go to Nineveh, he goes, those guys are, they're a mess. I know you. You're going to want to save them because that's who you are. Well, yeah, that's who God is. Even as a mess as Nineveh was, as you might even say the United States of America is, and people are saying, why are you praying for America? Because God loves America. Because God loves Afghanistan. Because God loves the Uyghurs. God loves China, believe it or not. And he's going to redeem them in his love, is he not?
Yes. And, you know, when we say he loves America, he loves China, he loves Afghanistan, he loves the people of that place. And
exactly.
He loves the story of redemption that he can work through that place. And so we look at the world today and we say, it is our fault, not yours, yeah. God. I need to repent.
Amen.
And that if the church gets back on track with God and lives eternally rather than just for a comfortable life, we'll see many, many souls saved. And we'll see our own marriages and families turn around, no matter the negative circumstances that come in this culture.
He is a redeeming God, Jeff Kemp. That's my big takeaway. That's what I'm feeling this morning, is that we need to really understand and embrace that God is about restoration. He is about redemption to your created purpose. That's what it's all about, and that's where your fulfillment and true happiness will come from. Jeff Kemp, a former NFL quarterback and ministry leader. Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. When you go there, you're going to see Sam's Corner. She's the Good News Girl, and she every week reports on these viral videos. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you kind of appreciate your fellow humanoid that's going through this journey with you, because it's about good news, not just for good news' sake, but these are stories that are underreported or not reported at all. They'll kind of give you faith in your fellow man, because as you know what they say about the media, and particularly in the printed media, Sam, is that if it bleeds, it leads. So it tells you all you need to know about what motivates them. But for us, what motivates us are the good news, habits, and virtues of the American people, right?
Oh, yeah. And, I'm so glad that you thought about doing this segment years ago. And I think, we didn't even know then how much we would end up needing to have that, just that break of good news every week, with all this other news. And it seems like the news sometimes gets crazier and crazier because, like you said, when it bleeds, it leads. And I'm just happy to be here with you and help share all these wonderful stories. And, I have so many different people now that whenever they see a good news story, they will be sending it to me. Like, you have to talk about this. You have to talk about this. Yeah, so this is a good, it's really become such a fun part of my life. And, I'm just happy to be here with you. And I hope more people will start saying good news.
Exactly. Well, and you're such a blessing. And I got to tell you, when we first thought about it, and then it's interesting, I've been noticing some other institutions, other media types are starting to add some good news stories and viral videos into their presentation as well. So it's catching. And look, you're the original,
You're ahead of the curve
we're blessed to, have this team working together. Hey, this first story here I want to talk to you about, this is incredible. This touches my heart. A woman finds a son that she gave up for adoption 33 years ago thanks to a DNA test. Tell us about this.
You think about when people give their children up for adoption. I've always seen it. That's such a gift for a parent to do that because, they have had the option to not carry on with the pregnancy or to try to keep the child to, you know, for different reasons or just because they want, that's what they want and it's not necessarily what's best for the child. And I just think, you know, if you don't think you can do it and you think someone else can do it better and you experience that heartbreak just for the sake of your child, you're already an amazing mother, you know?
That's exactly.
That's a great sacrifice to make. And Melanie Presley, she spent more than 3 decades wondering what happened to her son when she put him up for adoption. It was a closed adoption, so she never knew. All she had left of him was her memory and her one little picture from when he was a newborn. And it was actually her daughter who gave her a DNA test for 23andMe. And her daughter always, like, had it in the back of her mind. She's like, I hope this will reunite mom with the son that she lost. But I don't want to say that. I don't want to make her think about that. You know, we're just going to put it under the pretense of health because we'll just say we're just making sure that you don't have any of these conditions. But she bought it for her as like a Mother's Day birthday combination. Well, whenever she ended up taking that, her son had become a father. Her son had become a father himself, and he had decided to take the same test. And, you know, because it got him thinking about, like, you know, who was it? Who was it that I missed? And, you know, where are they? And maybe we'll see what happens. And then after all these years, he's 32 years old and he got to reunite with his mother. And I think it's beautiful that his sister was the one who helped bring it together, too. You know, it's like not only do you get a mom, you get a sister that you didn't know was out there. And I just love stories like this. I think it's such a blessing.
The totality of the story, like you say, Sam, for some young girl to make a decision to give up her child because she realizes she's ill-prepared, and she still gave that child life. She let that child live on. And that's not to, you know, look at anybody that has to make that decision. That is just, you talk about being heavy. That is way heavy to decide that here it is, you bring a child into life and then you realize that you're ill prepared and for whatever reason, I mean, you could have had a choice. I mean, you had a choice. You know, we live in a country of free choice and we know 60 million plus babies have been aborted because mothers decided I don't want to be a mother, but I don't want anybody else to be a mother either. And it's almost like that scene from, you know, the Old Testament where the two women go and debate over a child and the Sword of Solomon comes out and wisely decides who is the real mother. And, boy, I'll tell you, there's just so much empathy and consideration there. And this is why there's a natural, organic pushback on the whole issue of abortion right now is because women who, unlike this woman, who decided to go in and have an abortion because they were told, you know, by the government, by everybody, oh, it's okay, it's nothing, it's, you know, it's rare, it's meaningless and the whole deal. But meanwhile, the woman carries and more men are admitting that they're carrying in their hearts the life of that child. They don't know whether that child was aborted or whether that child was given up for adoption. You know, that it's there's just something that is supernatural that God has designed into us to have a connection and empathy for a child that we gave birth to. Whether or not we saw them through fruition or not, it still is something that carries, you know, into our psyche. And that's what is all part of the natural deal. But in this particular case, here you have a woman reuniting, and oh my goodness, the stories that must be coming out, even as you and I are talking about it, it just gives me chills, you know, to think that here is a family that's reunited with understanding and purpose. And by the way, there's a movie that just came out by the Kendrick Brothers. I don't know if you've had a chance to see this. I highly recommend this for everybody. It's called Show Me the Father, and it's about five unique stories along this same line that we're talking about, you know, where, you know, people had different choices. And there is one just they're all incredible stories. And, you know, that the Kendrick Brothers have put together. And this is the first time that they've done a documentary, per se. But there's a huge, huge surprise about a star football player. and how he realizes that his mentor, he had no idea, but his mentor comes into his life and mentors him through college. He gets him recruited to a college and then on to a professional football career, and ends up in coaching like his mentor, and then finds out that he's more than a mentor. It's actually his dad.
Oh, this kind of story is good to me.
Oh, you have got it's unbelievable. Anyway, you see, this is what you open up. You open up these doors and you hear these human stories that are about real life. And I'm glad that more and more people are realizing now intellectually, now that they know about, the real truth of abortion, that they're pushing back right. And saying, no, I can't have that. And I've got to find a way. I may not know how I'm going to find a way. Maybe I'm ill prepared to handle this child and raise this child. But I'm going to look at the option of adoption. And at least allow, like in this particular case, and, like you say, there's more to this story about this 32-year-old young man and what he's, now he's married, he's starting his own life, and he's got his mother now included in this story, which he never thought could have been possible, but now because of this DNA test, it is. Now, this another story I wanted to have you tell people about is people are sobbing, speaking of which, over this wholesome new video from Blue's Clues Steve. What is this about?
This is such an interesting effect because, you don't know before you put something like that out what people's response is going to be. And last week, I start seeing this video pop up over and over again all over social media. And it's a familiar face from my childhood. It's the 25th anniversary of a show called Blue's Clues that was on Nick Jr. And the first host, Steve Burns, he has come back and he's sending a message to all the Blue's Clues kids from, the late 90s and early. He left in 2002. And people have gotten so sentimental about it. I would say that he had, kind of a Mr. Rogers kind of feel to him in the sense that you just felt like he was talking to you and he cared about you, and he comes back on. And I think part of it was nobody knew what had happened to him after all these years. It's been almost 20 years since we've gotten to see him. I was on the older end of the kids for Blue's Clues, but I still remember watching it with my little sister, and he was just always such a treasure to watch. And he's and he comes back, and I think with everything going on with this pandemic and, the economy, people are just kind of having a hard time, and he comes back on and it's unexpected. And you see this guy and he's like, I know it's been hard, but I have never forgotten about you. And, and I want you to know that I've thought about you after all these years and, how much you guys meant to me and you're still helping me today. And then it's cute because he walks away. He's like, you look great, by the way. And it's just kind of it makes everybody have this childhood nostalgia. Steve, thank you so much. We needed this right now. And it's amazing how many people I have heard saying that they didn't expect to, but they start crying. It's amazing how somebody will kind of come back from your childhood and you're like, wow, because he was just always such a fun host from what I remember. And he still has that same feel. And people are saying he needs to come back and do that for adults. Come talk to us and guide us along.
Exactly.
Show us clues.
Yes. If we could resurrect Mr. Rogers as well, I understand. I can definitely relate to that. Samantha Mal, the good news girl. Go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezShow.com, and follow up on all the stories every week. And thank God she faithfully reports them to us right here. Sam, as always, appreciate it. God bless, honey. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks so much. You too. Bye.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence.